everybody. Welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Today I have two great recipes that involve popsicles. Great for summer, great for kids, great for any time of the year. Classic popsicles. The two recipes I have today are really, really cool. So I hope everybody likes these. First is going to be the berry melonade icicle. This is good for like a hot summer afternoon because kids enjoy this one and they're easy to make. And use whatever, this is the very thing, use whatever melon is in season. And here we go. Preparation time is about probably 15 minutes. Total time to make it is from 2 hours to overnight. Serving size is 10 servings, I think. Here's the ingredients. You're going to get 1 8-ounce carton of lemonade concentrate or pink lemonade concentrate thawed. 3 cups of seeded watermelon, cantaloupe, or honeydew, whatever melon, as I said. 3 cups of seeded ones. 1 cup of Schwann's whole strawberries or triple berry blend. Then 10 wooden sticks, like popsicle sticks or lollipop sticks. You can get those at like a candy store. They usually have them at like Sweet Factory at the mall. If a Schwann's product is not available where you live, make a substitution for whatever other berry place is there. Here's the directions. You're going to combine all the ingredients in a blender. Cover and blend until smooth. Then you're going to press your mixture through fine mesh strainer over a bowl to extract the juices. And you're going to discard the solids. Pour a mixture into 3-ounce paper or plastic drink cups or pop molds. Cover cups with foil. Cut a slit in the foil and insert the wooden stick. Freeze for several hours or overnight until the sickles are firm. To serve, remove from cups or molds. Now remember, seeds are edible, so don't worry if you have some in the mixture when blending. Strainer, sometimes that blender knife will cut the seeds in half, so it really doesn't matter what you're going to do with it. My next one is a really unique one, and it's really great. They're called frozen fruit cups. It's a great summer treat. Cool off, they're healthy, and they're fruity tasting, so they're really good. It takes about 2 to 3 hours to make. It makes 16 servings, and as I said, these recipes are very unique. They're not like any other recipes you ever see. 3 cups of chopped golden fruit blend, slightly thawed. 2.5 cups of applesauce, which is about a 24-ounce jar. 2 cups of vanilla frozen yogurt, softened. 1 carton of orange juice, fortified with calcium, thawed. And 12 disposable cups. And you can tell by the ingredients, it's a really healthy treat. You're going to mix golden fruit blend applesauce and softened yogurt and thawed orange juice concentrate. Mix them all together. Fill 4-ounce cups and freeze. Then 1 3-ounce prepared fruit cup provides a 1/2 cup fruit credit. So, this is an extra tip. For added variety, use flavored or colored applesauce. It makes it, like red applesauce will make the popsicles turn red. Beige popsicles will make them turn beige. Applesauce. So, get different kinds of applesauce, maybe even food color it. Put little dots of green and blue here and there. It makes it colorful and cool. And again, as I said, these recipes are very easy, very quick, and kids love them. I know that for sure. The other one I have is actually so cool. I love it. It's called the Float Parade. You're going to get 1 8-ounce carton of fruit punch drink concentrate. And then you're going to get 3 cups of cold water, 2 cups of vanilla ice cream, and 1 liter of club soda. Then what you're going to do is mix drink concentrate and water in pitcher. Chill. When ready to serve, pour 1/2 cup of drink mixture into a tall glass and add a small scoop, 1/4 cup, of ice cream and top with club soda. You can garnish it with whipped cream and top with cut fruit, cherries, or berries. That's cool. Try a different drink, not even fruit punch. You can use all these other kinds of drink, blue raspberry, green apple, orange strawberry, banana. It all depends on what you have a taste for, but it has to be like a smoothie flavor, like I just said. Like orange strawberry, banana, blue raspberry. They gotta have like smoothie names to them. That one's that recipe. And for my last recipe, I will show you my melted ice cream cake with marshmallow triple berry topping. It is so good. And I gotta tell you, it's really good. You're gonna get one package of plain white cake mix, 2 cups of vanilla ice cream, melted, 3 large eggs, and that there's your cake part. Now here's the triple berry topping. You're gonna get 2 cups of triple berry blend, 1/4 cup of butter, which is half a stick, 1/3 cup of milk, 12 large marshmallows, and 1 cup of confectioner's sugar. Now this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna, for the cake ingredients, preheat the oven to 350. Lightly spray muffin pan with vegetable spray. In a mixing bowl, add in cake mix, melted ice cream, and eggs. Mix with electric mixer on low speed for 1 minute and then stop to scrape down the sides of the bowl. Increase to medium until the batter looks thick and well mixed. Pour the batter into the prepared muffin pan to approximately 3/4 full. Smooth top of the batter or each muffin with a spatula, spoon, or knife. Place the muffin pan in the oven. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes until cake tester inserted into the center of the cake comes out clean or sticky. Cool for 10 minutes in a muffin pan. Then invert onto a rack and cool completely. Now, for the kids who are listening to this podcast, have your mom help you on this one. Really don't want your hands getting stuck into a 350-degree oven, that's for sure. I'm going to get a marshmallow triple berry topping. Now, place the butter, the milk, and the marshmallows in a medium-sized heavy saucepan over low heat. Stir until marshmallows are melted. Add in triple berry blend and confectioner's sugar. Stir for 2 minutes and remove pan from the heat. Serve topping over melted ice cream cake. Now remember, as I said, parents help with this one for kids. Now, I'm not going to go into this whole thing about how kids shouldn't go in the oven, but you should not. So what I urge you, please do not do this by yourself. Now, for the last dessert of the day, I'm going to do orange cream icicles. You're going to get 2 cups of orange juice, 1 cup of apple juice, 1 cup of vanilla ice cream, and 10 wooden sticks. Again, as I said, you can get those sticks at like a candy store, any place, you know. You're going to combine all the ingredients that I just told you and stir until ice cream is melted, except for the wooden sticks. Ha ha ha. Pour mixture into a 3-ounce paper or plastic drink cups or pot molds. Cover cups with foil. Cut a slit in the foil and insert the wooden stick. Freeze for several hours or overnight until pops are firm. To serve those ones, what you're going to do is remove from cups or molds. Here's a couple tips. You can serve it unfrozen or over crushed ice as a drink, or you can make half of the recipe into icicles for the children and freeze the remaining tray and serve as sherbet for the adults. For sherbet, stir several times during freezing period to break down the ice crystals, resulting in a more smooth texture. That's all we have for today, but I'll be back with some much more unique ideas tomorrow. Root for Barbecue Bob, Monday morning, guys. He's doing an interview with the Tabasco guy, president, whatever. He's going to be doing the interview with him. Everybody tune in. It's going to be so cool. I'm totally rooting for him. I hope everybody does this. I hope everybody subscribes to my podcast because I'm really running low on subscribers and I need your help. Subscribe, please. Okay. So I can get to the top of the food list. That's my ultimate goal. And here it is. Remember, our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. They also have a podcast. Really cool one, too. It's funny. It's like a comedy podcast thingy. And it's called The Crazy Bag Ladies. Share quips and tips. Don't forget, they're our sponsors. Great shopping site, CrazyBagLadies.com. They have all these things for really, really cheap. Again, as I said 2 days ago, got bathing suits there, $104 for 2 bathing suits, 3 goggles, water socks, 3 towels, 2 sunscreen bottles, a beach bag, all for $100. Great deal. They have bathing suits there, $10 under. Great sale there going on. Only there for 2 more days. You got to go on and shop. Really good. Most of the summer sales are going to end in about a week, 2 weeks. all depends. So don't forget, sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Okay, guys, and here's my sister to say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, thanks for listening to Katie's Kitchen. Be back tomorrow with some unique ideas. Bye.